Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about the blog, about the radio show, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com. If you need info about the blog, the radio show, social network pages, you want to donate to Thoughts for Vision, whatever have you, that's the place to do it, my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those who are listening to me by the sound of my voice, whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page. Thank you so very much for tuning in today. Well, today, of course, wraps up the Thoughts for Vision 6th anniversary. This is the closing of it. Once again, take this time to thank all of you out there for your support. If you just listened to just one radio show or you read one blog, I hereby say thank you, thank you, thank you. Because today, November the 8th, marks the 6th anniversary of the Thoughts for Vision radio show. Like I said, the blog started on October the 20th, 2010, but today marks the start of the Thoughts for Vision radio show. And I hereby just say thank you all for your support, for listening to the Thoughts for Vision radio show all of these 6 years now. And as God continues to breathe breath into my body, Thoughts for Vision will continue in some way, shape, or form. By way of the blog, by way of the radio show, and maybe some other means coming before you, you know, in the future, okay? However he means for me to continue Thoughts for Vision, I'm going to do it, okay? And I just take this time to say thank you all once again for your support. However way you support me, either you tune into the show, you check out the blogs, you either was a guest on this show before, and shout out, of course, I took the time to shout you out on the initial anniversary show, but once again, I just simply say thank all the people who were guests on the Thoughts for Vision radio show. If you have ever been a guest on the show, I hereby say thank you so much for being on the show, sharing about your life and what God is doing through you. And if you ever want to be a guest on Thoughts for Vision, you can definitely contact me by phone at area code 323-977-1709, or you can email me at thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com. Once again, call me by phone, area code 323-977-1709, or you can email me at thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com if you ever want to be a guest on Thoughts for Vision. Like I said, just take this time to thank all of the people who've been on the show, just sharing about your life, and it's just been awesome. I met some great people along the way, whether it's fellow radio hosts or guests or listeners alike. I just ran across some wonderful people while doing this thing, and like I said, 6 years. 6 whole years of Thoughts for Vision. And like I said, as God continues to breathe breath into my body, Thoughts for Vision will continue. So I just hereby say thank you, and just continue to read the Bible, to continue to listen to the show. I'm just going to continue to give you what God has for me to give you, you know. I mean, I'm just speaking for what God says to me. You know, I ain't no missionary, I ain't no evangelist, nothing like that. I'm just an ordinary person being led by God to hopefully do extraordinary things. So, and that's the way it's got to be. You got to be open and willing. I mean, we're all just ordinary. We're ordinary people, but God wants to do extraordinary things through us, and he can if you allow him to do so. As I always say, you got to be open and willing and have that tuned ear to hear what the Lord is saying to you, and not only hear it, do it, because the Bible says we're not to just be hearers of the word, we're supposed to be doers of the word, and that's just simply what it's about, not only to just hear what the Lord is saying to you, but to do it as well. So just be open and willing to do what God will have you to do, because he has a plan, he has a purpose for all of our lives, okay? He has a plan and a purpose, a plan and a purpose. And are you about his plan and purpose for your life? Are you about that? Do you even know what it is? Do you even know what it is, what God has? I mean, so many people are walking around, they don't even have an idea of what God's plan is for their life. And I was there at one point. I was there at one point. You couldn't have told me I was going to do a radio show. I mean, I like radio and used to listen to tons of radio, you know, but you couldn't have told me at one point I was going to do a radio show. But like I said, as you're open and willing to what God has for you to do, then, hey, here I am, 6 years into it, hosting a radio show and doing a blog. You know, go figure. But that's because I was willing to hear the voice of God and not just hear it, like I said, but take action on it. And that's all it's about. That's all it's about. God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and he wants you to have the wherewithal to want to do it. I mean, that's what Thoughts for Vision is all about. As I say to end the show each and every time, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. And that's what it's about. God gives you the ideas, the vision, the plans, the dreams that he's placed in you, but then it's our responsibility to carry out that vision, that plan, by God's instruction. Now, he doesn't expect you to just carry out the plan by yourself. I mean, he instructs you, but like I said, you got to have that tune ear to hear and then carry out what he's saying to you. And that's everybody. He has a plan and a purpose for, I mean, God is not a respecter of persons. He has a plan and a purpose for everyone's life. But are you about it, or are you about what you're doing? So you really got to decide for yourself what road you're going to follow. Are you going to follow God's road, or are you going to follow your own? And that's a decision you have to make for yourself. Okay? He leads us to choose what we're going to do with our lives. We're going to follow him, or we're going to follow our own way. And I spent years, trust me, following my own way. And that way went nowhere, okay? I can tell you from experience, following my way went nowhere, okay? So I leave it up to you what you're going to do about your own life. So that's the bottom line. So it's up to you. Are you going to follow God's plan, or are you going to follow your own plan? I can tell you, by experience, your own plan is going to lead to nowhere. It's best, no matter what difficulties you face, it's always best to go with God's plan. I'm not saying it's just going to be easy peasy and you're not going to have no trials and tribulations. There are trials and tribulations involved with going his way, but he'll get you through them. He will definitely get you through them, okay? But you got to just simply be open and willing to do what he says for you to do, okay? But once again, take this time to say to you all, thank you so for your support and just prayers for me as I continue in the route that God will have for me, okay? And definitely, I definitely have to shout out the cast and crew of Shaking the Mess Out of Misery. Of course, we had our debut for our play this past Saturday. Things just went really, really well. I mean, it was a wonderful performance. Once again, kudos to the cast and crew of Shaking the Mess Out of Misery. Kudos to Biblical Films, who produced the play. Of course, the founders, Lamont and Rosemarie Coleman. Once again, Rosemarie, shout out to you because you directed the piece. Thank you for your vision that the play went so well. And definitely to the ladies of Shaking the Mess Out of Misery, you all did just such a wonderful, wonderful job. I mean, the play just went really, really well. I just want to say shout out to them. Shout out to the people who came out to see the play, family, friends, and others alike, okay? Just thank you so much for taking your time out to come see a wonderful play. And we're supposed to be doing it again, okay, on November the 20th, okay? And I'm going to pull up that address for you real quick. We are supposed to be performing at the church at this church called Christ Apostolic, and that's going to be on November the 20th, And the address is 6625 4th Avenue, which is in the city of Los Angeles. I don't have a time as of yet. I'll get to you with a time as soon as I get it. Mama, go ahead and post the rest of this in the chat room, what I said. That's the date and the address of the next performance that's supposed to be for Shaking the Mess Out of Misery. Once again, it's November the 20th at a church called Christ Apostolic, which is located at 6625 4th Avenue in Los Angeles, California. I will continue to keep you posted. Like I said, I don't have a time as of yet. And that's a Sunday, okay? November the 20th is a Sunday, okay? But I will keep you posted. Far as I know, that performance is still supposed to take place. But if anything changes about whether we're going to do it at all or the venue or the time, whatever, I will continue to keep you posted. And like I said, for more info about Biblical Films, once again, I leave you to check out their website, www.biblicalfilms.org. Typing that in the chat room. The chat room is open, y'all. So if y'all want to come in and check, come into the chat room, okay? So like I said, for more info about Biblical Films, you can go to the website, www.biblicalfilms.org, okay, for more info. Or you can check out their Facebook page as well, the same place, Biblical Films. You can check out the Facebook page, or you can go to the website, biblicalfilms.org, to find out about this play and so many other plays that they're going to be doing. In fact, if you want to check out a play that's coming up this Saturday, I mean, like I said, Rosemarie, she is awesome because she wasn't just directing art plays. She was directing a couple of plays, okay? And it's a play that's coming up this Saturday and Sunday, actually, this Saturday and Sunday. I want to give you the info for that. You may want to check this out. I want to get to the part where they got the, there we go. I wanted to get to the part where they had the info. She has a play that she's directed that's coming up this Saturday and Sunday, and it's called Pill Hill. Pill Hill. It's P-I-L-L-H-I-L-L. Pill Hill. And it's coming up this Saturday and Sunday. So at Saturday, November the 12th, is at 8 p.m. and Sunday, the 13th, it's at 7:30 p.m. And it's taking place at the Complex Theater located at 6476 Santa Monica Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90038. If you want to check out that play, they've been rehearsing along with us as well. So definitely I'm going to go one of those days, most likely the Saturday, and I'm going to go check out this wonderful play that was also directed by Rosemarie Smith Coleman, and it should be wonderful. So I leave you to check out that play. I'm sure the tickets are probably the same price, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. So definitely be prepared with that if you just at this point go to the theater and check it out. It should be $25 at the door, or if you still want to pay the $20 in advance, once again, for more info about our play, this play, or any other plays that Biblical Films is doing, definitely check out their website at www.biblicalfilms.org, okay? But once again, just take this time to say thank you so very, very much for coming out and seeing the play. Those that came out and saw the play, thank you so very, very much. Once again, shout out to the cast and crew of Shaking the Mess Out of Misery. Love you all so very, very much. And I can't wait to see you all again, definitely at least by the 20th. Or we'll have some other times, I guess, we'd be in rehearsal. But like I said, I will keep you posted. about what's going on with that. Once again, I say thank you very much if you came out to see us, okay? And now to the piece de resistance of the show today, why we need to vote. And, of course, today is also election day. I mean, you all have heard all the sound bites. You know the contenders. You know everything. Now we're down to this crucial day. I mean, are you going to make your voice heard? Or are you going to sit this one out because you may not like who's running? Now, I admit, I'm not crazy about the two that are running either. But you have a decision to make nonetheless. Now, you can choose to sit this election out, or you can go out and make your voice heard. And it don't take all that long to do that, okay? Quick trip to the polling place. Okay, if you haven't done it already. If you haven't done it already. Now, me, I voted, tomorrow will be 3 weeks ago since I voted. I sent in my absentee ballot by mail. So, and I encourage you at this point to hit the polling place if you did not vote yet. Please hit the polling place and make your voice heard. Because voting is important, you know, this gives you a voice. And too many people fought for your right to exercise your voice. Too many people shed blood, lost their lives for you to make this crucial decision. And it is very crucial. I mean, If you want to wake up to the person that you want as president tomorrow morning, then you better go out and make your voice heard. Because you have nothing, you hear me, nothing to complain about if you don't. Now, I admit, I started off having the wrong attitude about voting. In fact, I didn't register to vote until I was 20. You know, you can register at 18, but I didn't register until I was 20 because of having the wrong attitude about voting, you know, thinking that voting didn't matter. But I was wrong, and I'm happy to say I've been healed, delivered, and set free from that stupid mindset. Voting is very important. It's very important. If you want to see change in your community, you got to make your voice heard. You got to. You got to make your voice heard. You know, if you are the type that just sits at home and not do anything, well, you need to change. You're somebody that needs to change and understand why it's important to vote. Your community is counting on you. You have young people that are looking at you. You know, definitely these millennials that are staring at you, looking at you, looking at your life, viewing your life, seeing how you do things. And, you know, you're teaching. If nothing more by just living your life, you're teaching. You're teaching them how to live, how to do. You know, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, you're teaching them all about life with your very life and how you live. And if, you know, you teaching that voting doesn't matter, they don't see you going to the polling place, then they're not going to go to the polling place. I mean, voting is a privilege and a responsibility. I mean, we did not, I mean, black people, come on. You know we didn't have this right to do this at one point. I really don't understand black people not voting. Too many people shed blood to exercise this very right. And I, like I said, I was there. I'm not trying to. I was there at one point where I acted like I didn't understand about what voting meant. But I'm happy to say, once again, I've been delivered, okay? Straight delivered. And it's just so important. Go out and make your voice heard. Too many people died for you to make have this right. And we cannot sit back and let this blood that was shed for this right, we cannot let that go in vain. That cannot be. The people who lost their lives to fight for you to vote cannot be in vain. Okay? You have got to go out and make your voice heard. I mean, I don't care who you vote for. You know, you have the right to vote for who you want. But you need to make your voice heard. If you want to see true change in your community, in your little corner of the world, you have got to exercise your right to vote. I was happy and glad to exercise my right, and I encourage you to do the same. Okay? And that is all I got to say. But before I go, two announcements that I have to make. I welcome you to check out the Holy Convocation. The 109th Holy Convocation of the Church of God in Christ is going on this week. If you are not able to get out to St. Louis and be there physically, you can definitely check it out online. And here is the website, the link that leads you to the exact page in which you can watch Convocation. And that's Kojic.churchonline.org. I just posted that in the chat room once again. If you want to check out the Church of God in Christ 109th Holy Convocation that's going on all this week, you can go to the website. The exact website you go to watch the service is Kojic, C-O-G-I-C, dot churchonline.org, O-R-G. If you want to check out Holy Convocation, they just did the first service this morning, which was called the Service of the Anointing. It's a really great service, and of course they'll be back tonight for evening service. But I encourage you to watch it all week, as I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful convocation. And not to mention, it is election year, of course, for the Church of God in Christ as well. And definitely we take time to say God bless you to our presiding bishop, Bishop Charles E. Blake, also my pastor, of course, at West Church. Of course, my pastor at West Angeles Church, in which I attend. Definitely he has done a wonderful job of leading the church. And just pray his strength of the Lord as he continues to conduct throughout this week and will continue, hopefully, throughout the rest of the time. So definitely in that situation, make your voice heard as well, okay? For those who have the power to vote in that situation, make your voice heard, okay? And definitely also, I want to tell you that I have tickets to our upcoming Christmas breakfast coming up. Now this Christmas breakfast is put on by my Sunday school class, which is called Virtuous Women, which is under the West Angeles YWCC. And the name of the Christmas breakfast is called It's a Wonderful Christ Christmas Breakfast. And the theme comes from Isaiah 9:6a, for unto a child is born. His name shall be called Wonderful. And this Christmas breakfast is taking place on Saturday, December the 10th, 2016, from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tickets are $35 a piece. I welcome you to come out, buy your ticket. It's going to take place in the West Angeles Crystal Room, located at 3045 Crenshaw Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. Now, I have 10 tickets, okay? So you can get them from me personally, or you can go to the website at www.westday.org, or you can check us out at the YWCC Virtuous Woman Table in the Cathedral on Sundays, or you can call West Angeles at area code 323-733-8300. We're going to have our festival of tables, mini seminars, shopping with vendors, and, of course, guest speaker is the one, the only, Judge Maybelline Ephraim, okay? So we're going to have a wonderful time, and I welcome you to come out. Like I said, tickets are $35. You can get them from me personally. Go to the website at westday.org, or you can call the church at area code 323-733-8300, okay? Welcome you to come out. I just may give you an opportunity to win a ticket, either on air or on a video on Facebook. I mean, just stay tuned for that. I just may. But definitely I want to encourage you really to buy a ticket. Tickets are $35, so if you can come out, please, please do so, okay? And with that, that is going to wrap up the show for today. Once again, take this time to say thank you so much for tuning in to Thoughts for Vision, whether it's via the blog or the radio show. Please continue to support me in Thoughts for Vision, okay? And thank you all so much, all right? Well, that will wrap it up to today. Get your butt out and vote, okay? Your vote matters. Your vote counts, okay? Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful election day. And I will see you on the radio Thursday. Take care. And God bless.